Welcome to MVP. We are Sports Illustrated Charlotte Wilder
and Jessica Smetana.
And this is the Most Valuable Podcast.
Brought to you by the Most Valuable Podcasters.
Hey, Jess.
Hey, Char.
How you doing?
I'm getting my skinny pop popcorn ready for Milwaukee versus Toronto. I think I'm going to go with sea salt and pepper.
Well, you know what that reminds me of?
What's that?
A tweet that Magic Johnson sent out earlier this week.
Maybe that's because he literally tweeted that word for word.
It's wild that he included the brand.
Skinny pop?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't take him for a skinny pop guy, but...
I wouldn't either. Also, I have a take about popcorn.
Oh, okay. What's that?
It's fine.
It's fine?
It's not like... I feel like some people love popcorn or they're like, oh yeah, I get super jazzed about popcorn. I'll eat it. I'm never... If someone brings out a bowl of popcorn, unless there's white cheddar on it, in which case it's game over.
The problem with popcorn is that every time I eat it, I almost choke on it. You know, it's one of those things that gets stuck in the back of your throat
or in your teeth. The little shells like sit in the back of your throat and then it's in your teeth.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and then you're sitting there like with your like middle, not your like pointer finger in your molar being like, I'm sorry, no one wants this.
Yeah. Or you're like hacking up bits of popcorn the rest of the day. Right. I will say though, kettle corn is my kryptonite.
I agree.
If you put a bowl of kettle corn in front of me, I will finish it and I will feel like shit, but I will absolutely finish it.
It's one of the more perfect foods, which is wild that adding stuff to pop, like plain popcorn with butter, I'm like, cool, yeah, fine.
It's fine. Yeah.
You put white cheddar on that, like smart food, I am a goner.
Yeah.
And kettle corn, you know what else is really amazing?
What's that?
Those the popcorners kettle corn.
Oh, those are also my kryptonite. What? I ate a whole bag of those on the way to LA the one time we flew to LA.
Oh yeah.
I ate an entire, it was like seven servings.
Are those that's popcorn, right? That's like flattened out popcorn
basically.
Yeah.
So you like popcorn?
I do, but I don't like a bowl of popcorn doesn't excite me the way like a bowl of potato chips would excite me.
I see.
You know? Okay.
Unless it has white cheddar on it.
Which case, yeah. Very specific. Should we start with some golf?
Let's start with some golf.
Should we talk about the PGA Championship?
We started with popcorn. Now we'll go to golf.
Should we move into some golf?
Mm-hmm.
So the PGA Championship, Brooks Koepka is once again the winner. He's won, what, four of the last eight Masters majors?
Five of the last seven, or no, four of the last seven.
It's an absurd number, regardless.
He's won a lot. He won the U.S. Open in 2017 and 2018. And the PGA Championship in 2018 and 2019. So that's wild.
The man is good at golf. Something that's funny to me about Koepka now is that the takes have gone from like, Koepka's underrated to, they've sort of gone full circle. I feel like people are like, he's not getting enough attention. And now more people are saying he's not getting enough attention than we're saying he was getting attention.
Instead of just giving him attention.
Exactly.
I see.
You know.
Yeah. Everyone was talking about how his girlfriend Jenna, she's like a, she was like a beauty pageant person. She's in some movies and TV shows. She was in Sharknado Five.
Little in what?
Fact. Sharknado 5.
Oh, I missed 1 through 4, so yeah. Forgive
well,
me.
Well, so you're not going to see 5. But anyways, she went in for a smooch before the first round, and mm-hmm. he like denied her, and everyone was like, oh, like, he,
like,
don't bother.
Guy.
Yeah, like, don't bother Brooks. He's in the zone. And then after he won, they kissed, and she was like, I got the kiss that mattered.
Well, I mean, she's not wrong.
No, I just hate when people like make fun of athletes' girlfriends. And I don't
do
know
too.
Why it bothers me. Not that like anything that they were saying wasn't true.
No, but it feels like not low hanging fruit necessarily, but almost like punching down. Like this woman was trying to kiss her boyfriend and he was really in the zone. And like, it's just sort of an awkward moment, and then everyone's like, oh, he, like, you got denied.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel...
I don't know why.
I agree. There's something about it where
but
I'm like,
eh. It was funny. It was a funny video.
I was out there at the PGA Championship, had a great time. I'd never been to a golf tournament before. And
really?
I loved it.
Yeah.
You just walk around. It was a beautiful day. I'm sure I would have felt differently if it had been pouring.
Well, yeah. Naturally.
But, you know, I loved it. It was funny looking at the crowd because and I'm sure you've been to several golf tournaments, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All the guys dress up like they could be sort of called in for duty at any moment.
Well, yeah, right. You look like you're walking through a Georgia, South Carolina tailgate.
Yeah.
Everyone's in just striped polos
right.
and khakis.
And right. some of them wear spikes just in case, like, Phil needs them to tee off for them.
I don't... Do spectator... Like, how many spectators would you say actually wear golf spikes?
not many. There were a lot wearing golf shoes, that, like, the, okay. not necessarily spikes, but, like, right. there was Nike golf shoes everywhere.
I don't think Brooks Koepka wears spikes.
I don't think he does either.
I mean, he might wear the soft spikes. I don't understand golf spikes in general, because you just seem like, first of all, you don't really need them. Like, I get it if it's, like, slick, you know, whatever. You don't want to be in slippery shoes, but, like, regular shoes aren't. You're a golfer. You're an athlete. Like, you're not going to just slip on grass. But spikes are, if you're walking on, like, the cart path.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they are extremely slick.
They're dangerous.
Very dangerous.
It's probably, Jess, it's actually probably more dangerous to wear the spikes on the, for when you're not golfing, than it is to wear non-spikes when you are golfing.
Yeah. I wonder sometimes about the spikes. Why not just wear, like, golf shoes that don't have spikes, that are just, like, more grippy?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I feel you. I've never worn golf spikes, so yeah, I wouldn't know.
Golfing many times in just regular
shoes.
Same,
I just wear my sneakers.
I'm also not a scratch golfer, so.
Right, I don't have gear. Oh, God, guys, the people watching care so much about gear. There were, it was pretty male. There were, like, as the days went on, there were more women there, but the first, like, that Thursday, I felt like I was walking through,
just,
like,
guys being dudes.
Yeah, just, like, waiting, walking through pledges, waiting to, like,
get hazed.
Rush. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that problematic?
No, they really did. Look, they would, like, if Tiger hazed them, they'd be like, I'm so lucky.
Speaking of Tiger, he missed the cut, and for some reason, it just didn't seem fine. If this had happened last year, which I think it did, everyone would have been, you know, writing the postmortems on Tiger, but he just won the Masters, so it was cool. Everyone was like, oh, well, not his weekend.
Right. They're like, he's back to just grinding it out.
Although, like, I will say the ratings probably suffered, because Koepka was ahead by, like, 7 strokes going into Sunday, and minus 2 or 3 holes where he kind of looked like he was going to choke and DJ was making a run for it. It was not an exciting tournament.
It was pretty boring. I left after Friday, I'm going to be honest. There was towards the end, there was the, you know, I think DJ got within, what, 2 strokes of Koepka?
Yeah.
But he still didn't do it.
Yeah.
So
Koepka just had such a big lead that it didn't really matter. He would have had to, like, triple bogey the last hole.
He's a big dude.
Yeah.
Koepka.
Well, you saw he lost a ton of weight, right? Before this year.
No, I didn't see that.
He cut, like, 40 pounds or something.
Are you kidding me?
And everyone was worried that he was going to lose his swing and lose
his power.
Yeah. And I think he gained most of it back, but I'm still not really sure why he lost it all in the first place.
Huh.
Because it's, like, one of those things, it's like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, it's
right.
What are you cutting weight for? You're good.
You're really,
really
great
good.
You're, golfer.
Like, the number 3 ranked golfer in the world. So, I don't know. He is big, though. He could play, like, he could be a tight end.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Or, like, he'd fit in well in the Yankees. Like, if you put him in a uniform and, like, put him between Judge and Stanton, I'd be like, he's shorter, but I get it.
He would play first base. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I could see that. Yeah. Well, so that I'm a golf guy now. Fun fact. We got to go to a driving range. Yeah, you go a lot.
I go all the time.
I need to go.
Anytime. Join me.
I'm really psyched about it.
Good.
The thing about living in New York, though, is you can't really get better at, you can't, it's so hard to get out of the city to play golf.
Yeah, you just have to be really, I think, dedicated, and I just don't, I don't have the 7 hours on a Saturday to commit to going to, like, New Jersey to play and come back. Like, it just seems like a lot.
It totally, especially because I'm going to be honest, I get after, like, the 5th or 6th hole, I'm like, okay, well, that was fun. I'm ready to go do something else.
Golf should be 12 holes. I've
100%.
I've stood by this my entire life. 12 holes is the perfect amount. Split it into 3 rounds of 4, however you want to do it.
Ooh, I like that.
12 holes. And then if you want to play, you know,
another
round, you can play 16. You can do as many as you want, multiples of 4.
I just, 18, man.
Or multiples of 6. You could do 2 rounds of 6.
Yeah.
And then 3 rounds is 18. You could do 6 rounds, play your 36 holes. Okay, math, I'm doing it.
It's really good math. That was impressive. Moving on, NBA playoffs. I'm going to be honest, I don't have a lot of takes about the NBA playoffs.
Here's a take.
What is it?
Did you see Drake all over Nick Nurse last night?
Yeah. What was going
what
on?
What is he doing?
That pissed me off. Okay, so I do have feelings about the NBA playoffs. He was behind Raptors coach Nick Nurse, who we've established is a rock star.
Right.
Just rubbing his shoulders, like clapping. But you can't do that. How could he do? Who let him do that?
Yeah.
Do you know?
No, I don't know. I kind of can relate, because sometimes you go to sporting events and you're get like really into it to the point where you're at that like giddy euphoric like right. I don't even know what I'm doing anymore
for sure
point. And that's exactly where he was. He was like really excited and was like going crazy. And you know, we've all been there before,
right?
Like that's how I acted at 80s night,
right?
To the 80s cover band.
I saw your soul leave your body.
Literally, like they would come like touch me and I would like freak out.
Right.
You did the same thing.
I know.
Were both just acting like this was...
We were Drake with Nick Nurse.
Right, exactly.
But here's the difference. Is that was 80s night and this is like a pretty
game.
Big deal playoff game.
And it was on TV.
And it was a coach.
Yeah.
It's one thing if Drake were doing this to like his
wasted.
Buddy.
Just kidding.
Well, Drake could have been.
Yeah, I know. That's
we
true.
Don't know.
We don't know.
So Drake got this plane. Right. Drake got Air Drake. It's a 747, converted it, painted it light blue, wrote Air Drake on the side.
I haven't seen this plane yet.
I got to show you pictures.
Check it out.
The inside looks like the set of Mad Men. Like it's all like very 50s decor kind of, but it's huge. It's an entire plane just turned into a living room. First of all, that makes me wonder that either Drake is a lot richer than I thought he was or someone's just giving him this. So I feel like Drake got this plane. And now he's like,
I'm going to Google Drake net worth. Go, keep going.
Well, it's like he got this plane and then he's like, I am untouchable. So I'm going to touch Nick Nurse.
Interesting. He thinks he's above the law now, maybe.
Yeah, I think that he thinks he's a big goddamn deal.
Well, the Raptors are cursed now. So I think we're just. But it says his net worth, according to Google.com, is estimated between $100, $140 and $50 million.
Huh.
$150. Sorry, I might have said that wrong. $140 and $150 million.
Okay. I mean, that's a lot of money. I don't know how much outfitting a plane costs. Should we Google that?
How much? Wait, Drake bought a plane, but it wasn't $220 million. Okay. So what was it?
So tell us how much it was, Google.
It was a 767. So
is that bigger than a 747?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me...
The numbers go up in size.
Let me see here. It's 22 years old.
The plane?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, that depreciates him. Everyone knows the minute you take a plane off the tarmac, just plummets in value.
I don't know. I'm curious how much this plane costs now. This is the real investigation.
Yeah, we'll do some research and we'll get back to this. But, so Raptors Bucks tied 2-2 now.
Yes. And everyone was trying to... I think everyone jinxed the Bucks because I think last weekend...
Did we jinx the Bucks?
I don't
or
think
was
we
it
jinxed
else?
I think everyone else did because everyone was saying that if the Bucks sweep the Raptors and the Warriors sweep the Blazers, mm-hmm. then we would have to wait 8 days for the finals to start because the NBA like locks in the dates of the finals and then basically whatever. They won't move it up, so mm-hmm. there'd be 8 days of just like chilling, which is weird. So maybe this is a conspiracy theory now. Maybe they made the Raptors come back so that wouldn't happen. I don't know. But anyways, I think everyone jinxed the Bucks because after game two, everyone was like, oh my God, the Bucks are going to sweep the Raptors and there's not going to be any basketball for 8 days. This is stupid. And now then, it's tied 2-2.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, the Warriors are going to win, though. Like, that's the thing. There's
yeah,
no chance.
Just stupid.
It's just, it's I don't, just why, like, I don't know
it,
why
don't
we're
care.
Still doing
we're
this.
We're not. Let's stop talking about it.
Well, one thing I do want to say is KD has been on one. With
yeah,
his
he
tweets.
Needs to just not tweet.
He is, so he's hurt still, and the team looks pretty damn good without him, and he is just clapping back at people who are saying that. And, I mean, I get it. Doesn't mean you should say something.
Yeah, well, like, I don't know. I think it's funny, actually, so maybe he can keep doing it.
Yeah, I mean, it's entered for us.
Right.
If I'm his PR guy, I'm like, dude.
Just, like, stop tweeting. Like, yeah. It's just, you don't have to defend yourself. Like, you're the MVP, like the finals MVP last year. Like,
yeah.
You're good. You're fine.
Yeah. You'll go to the Knicks. You'll have your moment. What would you do?
If I was KD?
Yeah.
Not stop tweeting.
No,
probably.
No, no. Besides stopping tweeting, like, would you go to the Knicks?
No, I would probably retire and buy an island in the Caribbean with all my money.
That's a good one.
But I also am not a basketball player. I would have no desire to play basketball.
Right. Right. That is a stark difference.
Yeah.
Brandon... Question, as our resident NBA person, do you have a take about the Warriors without KD?
No, I don't really have that much of a take on the Warriors. I think they'll be fine without him. It would be nice to see him get a third ring and then come to New York and live the dream.
Spoken like a true Knicks fan.
Noted.
Also, we missed you last week, man.
Missed you too.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
For us now. Once again.
Not last week.
Yeah, my life was pretty crazy last week. That's why I couldn't be here. But I'm glad to be
you
back.
Okay? All good?
Yeah, I'm all good.
All right.
Man, life finds a way.
Tell me about it.
As Jeff Goldblum would say.
Jess, I just feel old. Just old and weathered. And
don't say that. Can we just talk about Magic Johnson before we go to the NHL playoff stuff?
Yeah, that's a question I have for you is what is he doing?
He went on First Take and basically just shit all over Rob Pelinka and said that Rob Pelinka was a backstabber and like was trying to get his job. And I was like, couldn't you fire Rob Pelinka if you're the president and he's the GM? I don't understand.
A few things about Magic's story didn't quite add up there. Because he was like, you know, I wanted to fire Luke Walton. I wanted to get a better coach. And then Jeannie brought in someone else. And I was told it was going to be my decision. So I left. And I was like, you just wanted to tweet, man.
Right. I think that's what it comes down to. He wanted to tweet about popcorn. And I respect it.
Truly, same. I mean,
he's
like,
living his dream.
I'm out here tweeting instead of running a basketball team. Like, I can't throw stones.
Yep. Good for him. Honestly, he uses the media very well, you have to say.
Oh, masterclass. From the scrum to First
the scrum.
Take. Jess, here's something that I think is funny. I do think, like, I understand why he went on First Take, and, you know, Stephen A. on your side all fired up is a great visual.
Oh, yeah.
It still cracks me up that he chose First Take for some reason.
Really?
Like, yeah, it, there's something inherently funny about that to me.
It felt pretty spot on
it was perfect, and it was still like pretty funny.
Yeah, Stephen A. lately has been like just crushing it. Just like
really
shout out
has.
To Stephen A. like I don't always agree with him, and I actually usually don't agree with him, but I always find him entertaining.
I agree with you. I think he might be one of the most talented people in sports media.
That's why he gets paid the big bucks, Char.
Tell me about it.
Maybe we need to be spicier. Maybe we need to just
The thing is, though, it seems really
exhausting. I agree. I couldn't do it. If you paid me, I could. I was going to say you couldn't do it if you paid me, but like, if you paid me, I could definitely be spicier.
Oh, yeah. For millions of dollars, I could find a way to be pretty
Give
spicy.
Give me Stephen A's salary. I'll make headlines.
You know what else I've really enjoyed?
Yeah.
Are the Snapchat filter where they turn
yes.
Stephen A into a baby.
He's baby.
Stephen A is baby.
Stephen A, we found out who baby is.
Wow, glad we cracked that code. Also, there was a really good Max Kellerman one today that
him being
Ryan
baby.
Cortez tweeted, the producer at ESPN tweeted out. No, it was him like completely flubbing. Yes, it was him
he
as
was baby.
Baby, but he was completely flubbing something. So it's this little kid being like, I don't know. Wait, Bob.
No! So like poor baby.
I know.
Not Max Kellerman, the actual
but
baby.
But with the voice, it's
right.
So funny. Yeah, so
Can I just say something real quick?
Yeah,
always.
You may.
Stephen A. Smith and Max Kellerman and that little baby filter, it is prime content. ESPN, please find a way to make that happen. Put that as your like full show. Just them and that baby filter and just let them go. That is
you're not
full
wrong.
On content.
I love that.
Brandon, I'm here for that. We should get that trending.
We should do our show with the baby filter.
Just film us talking with as babies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's be baby.
Okay. I'll be baby. I got to download Snapchat.
I have Snapchat. I'll babify you.
Okay. Thanks. I think the oldest thing about me is that I gave up on Snapchat.
No, most people my age have also.
Really?
It's not flourishing like it once was. I will say the man filter and the woman filter and now the baby filter have sparked a resurgence in Snapchat that I haven't seen in a while.
It really helped them. It became one more thing that I had to check and couldn't
yeah.
keep up with.
I still use it on occasion, not as yeah. much as I use like Insta or Twitter.
Yeah.
We did put the man filter on ourselves.
Horrifying.
Yeah.
Who did I look like? Oh, I look like Joaquin Phoenix.
Yes, you did.
You
and
looked like...
I looked like...
PFD commenter.
That's what a lot of people said. A lot of people said I look like PFD commenter, which...
I think it was just patchy facial hair. No offense,
oh, no.
PFD. Shout out PFT, our buddy.
Yeah, I don't feel great about that. Like, I look like a deformed...
You look like a dirtier version.
See, that's not good.
Yeah, you know, right. You never want to be the dirtier version of
anything,
let alone a man when you're a woman.
Right. Yeah, it made me look not great, which is good to know. I would not be a hot man.
It could just be the algorithm, though. Like
you don't think that there's any genetic, like, it's not doing like a genetic.
They're actually plugged into 23andMe and they
yeah.
take your exact DNA and make it what you
Scramble
would actually
it.
Look like as a man.
Yeah. No.
That's science. Snapchat is science.
Okay. Snapchat agriculture. I'm just kidding.
Snagriculture facts. NHL playoffs.
Just kill me.
For you, this isn't happening. Like, the Blues-Bruins final isn't happening. For me, it is. I'm going to go to the first two games in Boston. I'm excited. What I want to say, though, is that I know everybody outside of Boston. Like, I know everyone hates this. I'm not here being like, screw you if you don't care. I'm like, I get it. Like, we don't have to.
I think I've been going back and forth, like, for the last 3 days, who I want to win. I think I would rather the Bruins win.
That, for you, that feels right, as someone who hates St. Louis sports.
Boston is already insufferable.
Right.
No offense.
Oh.
And can't really get more insufferable. And as long as I can still hate St. Louis or, like, you know, continue to just make memes about the Blues, that is one thing that I can, you know, can fall back on.
I think that makes a lot of sense. I mean, also the Blues, like, after the Cardinals fans giving Cubs fans such a hard time for so long, like, the Blues haven't won since 1970.
I don't think they've ever won.
Sorry, they haven't been in the Cup since 1970. And I was reading something, there was a decade where they made the playoffs every year and never, like, they've been close and not terrible for a bunch of times, and yet they've never won. And I think it would be even more painful for St. Louis fans to get this far and still not win.
Y'all can't see me, but I'm, like, smirking. Because the idea of them losing in a really, like, embarrassing historic fashion is, like, pretty good.
You're enjoying it.
Yeah.
I will say, as I'm going to be an obnoxious Boston fan for a second, I think we're going to sweep the Blues.
The way that... So, wait. So, the Islanders swept the Penguins, mm-hmm. and then the Hurricanes swept the Islanders, and then the Bruins swept the Hurricanes. Mm-hmm. So I think the Bruins now have to sweep the Blues, because that's how that entire conference playoff has gone so far.
Or, I mean, the Blues would sweep the Bruins would be continuing
the
which I will throw myself off the roof of our building if we do. But no, I really do think, though, that the Bruins are going to break this. I'll be shocked if it goes to five games. I'm calling that right now.
Okay. It's the Stanley Cup final. It'll go more than five games, I think. But if the Blues lost in, like, triple overtime to the Bruins in game seven, that would be fucking funny.
That'd be great.
That would be really fucking funny.
I would be happy about that. And you would be not unhappy about
that. See, the thing is like, I obviously hate Boston, and it is Charlotte's worst quality that she's a Boston sports fan. I'm just kidding. But I hate Boston. And if Boston loses the Stanley Cup final, it doesn't take away the fact that they've won the World Series and Super Bowl. I couldn't think of what it was called. The Super Bowl. And you will still have a right to be obnoxious, as well, all Boston fans.
Right. So you might as well take the win in terms of the Blues losing.
Right.
Yeah. For me, I just want... I mean, you know, at this point, we're on this train. Like, let's just keep it going. Winning's fun. Let's keep doing that. I'm interested to see something. Oh, something kind of cool was that the last time the Bruins and the Blues played was in 1970, and that's where that picture of Bobby Orr flying came from.
Yeah, it's a good pick.
Yeah. Bobby Orr, if you want to watch the Stanley Cup with me, let me know.
Okay, here's a meme.
Yeah.
Bay, come over. My parents aren't home. Me, I can't. I'm playing in a Stanley Cup final. Bay, but I have... kettle corn. Me, Bobby Orr.
Bobby Orr, that's a good meme.
Yeah,
that's a spoken meme.
spoken meme.
Yeah. my Bobby Orr flying meme would be me as Bobby Orr. The ice would be a hangover, and then the person
okay, yeah,
behind me is
continue.
Tequila.
Okay.
The nope. air is tequila. I'm Bobby Orr, and my hangover is crashing into the ice.
I'm giving that two thumbs down.
Yeah, I deserved
Sorry.
It. I didn't really think that one through.
Womp, womp, womp.
We had that sound effect in?
Is that in the budget?
No, not yet. I'm still working on it. Hopefully by the end of June, the budget should be ready.
My favorite thing about this bit is that sound effects are free.
It depends on what you ask for.
Oh, okay. The high-end sound effects are...
Yeah, high-end, hard to come by.
We got to license the womp womp from Charlie Brown.
We should talk about the Preakness briefly, because it was very dramatic. And I feel like we're not talking enough about how a horse literally bucked a jockey off and then ran the Preakness without a jockey riding him.
And managed to not completely screw up the race for anyone else.
Yes.
That's the most shocking thing to me.
Do you know, does this happen often?
I
know it doesn't happen in like the big three events because like we would have heard about it.
But in smaller.
But in general.
You know, Jess, I don't know. That's a good question. I don't think so because I feel like this is the kind of thing that would be like bees at a baseball stadium. Every time a horse bucks a jockey, even if it is in a sort of smaller race, like it would cross our timeline somehow or there'd be some video element. I don't think this is normal. I think what happened, apparently they were trying to hold back the horse.
Right.
And then the gates open anyway, and he just...
Yeah, they weren't ready for the gates to open, I guess. And then the gates opened, and then the horse bucked the guy off. And the guy, I don't think he got hurt.
It is wild to me that the horse ran the full race.
Yeah, the horse was like, oh, horses are running that way, I'll follow them.
Yeah.
And the horse didn't finish in last.
You know what this sucks most for? This is the jockey of the horse that finished last.
That's really sad.
It's like, you got beat by a horse.
Riderless horse. That's tragic.
Is there something about a riderless horse?
I was just thinking.
What is that?
Like the Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah, maybe that's what we're thinking of.
It's like,
I think that would be the second week in a row that we mentioned the Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
I did reference Ichabod Crane like recently.
Why
I don't
that?
Remember why. Something about a
pumpkin
head. That was my nickname growing up.
Maybe that's why we were talking about it. It
makes me sad.
Well,
I was a strawberry blonde baby.
Right. But yeah, so the Preakness, I think that this would have been way, way, way more covered if there'd been a chance at a Triple Crown.
Oh, definitely.
You know?
No one cared. Will to win one.
War of Will. William.
Will or won't he?
William the
I will.
War Horse.
William Tell.
Will. Billy Shakespeare.
That's what we would name our horse, Billy Shakespeare.
How did we not think of that before?
I don't know.
That's the perfect name
That's
for a
good
horse.
Billy Shakespeare.
Oh my God. I feel phenomenal about that. Here's another horse thing.
Okay.
Cespedes on the Mets, Jonas.
How did you just say his last name?
Cespedes.
It's Jonas Cespedes.
I thought it was Cespedes.
Cespedes.
Well, the reason I don't know this is because he's only played 32% of the game since 2016, so no one ever says his name anymore.
I thought you were going to mispronounce his first name.
Jonas?
Yeah.
No, I am now an expert at names that begin with Yo after the Jokic thing.
Okay. Yeah.
You know? But so Cespedes has a ranch, and he's been hurt forever. He has the highest contract on the Mets. He's paid like 10 grand, 10, 10 grand. He's played like 10 million more than the next highest player. And
I thought DeGrom has the highest. You are a Mets expert. Do you know who the highest paid Met is?
At this point in the season, I have no idea what's going on
Mets
with that
expert,
team.
I
can't answer no questions with that team.
Okay, well, he's getting paid like $29 million or
it's
something.
It's a lot of
and
money
he's not playing right
for
now.
Someone who's always hurt. But then he was at his ranch where he has horses, and word got out that he'd broken his ankles, and everyone's like, he probably fell off his horse. He didn't. He just walked into a hole.
Yes, and he only broke one ankle.
Yes.
Multiple breaks in one ankle. But the report was that he stepped into a hole and broke his ankles, which isn't funny, but something about saying like Jonas Cespedes fell in a hole and broke his ankles, it's just...
You know why it's funny is it's 'cause it's like a cartoon. It's
ankles.
Like, it first of all, it's your ankles, which are just a funny body part. Second of all, it's both of them, which it gets so tragic that you're like, it's kind of
it's
funny.
Like you slip on a banana peel and like...
Right.
Mario
it's like
Kart.
when a cartoon character walks into an open manhole.
Yes.
Yes.
How big was this hole?
It's only funny because it's the Mets. I swear. It's only them.
It's
only them.
It's
I feel bad for him.
I do too. It's deeply Mets though.
It is.
Every year, people ask me about baseball and I say, I care about it up until about June when the Mets just start to fall apart.
Yeah.
And
wow,
it's
right
just
on schedule.
Right about that time where I flip that switch and say, you know what? I'll check back next April.
Oh, man.
What was worse for the Mets, getting swept by the Marlins or Cespedes breaking his ankle by walking into a hole?
I don't know.
Happening in the same week is pretty bad.
It's really bad. Also, people like he was going to probably be able to come back later in the season and now he's just out. So the Mets are now trying to get out of his contract. And I mean, as someone who on Saturday almost did this.
Oh yeah,
don't really feel like I can. Like I would never make fun of someone for being hurt, but you know, being clumsy, like there's an element to that.
Right.
But I actually almost walked into a hole
yes,
filled with sewage,
a cholera puddle is what I think what we were
like. I would have had gangrene.
Charlotte was almost typhoid Charlotte. Patient zero Charlotte. We were walking on the sidewalk in New York. If you have ever been to New York or live in New York, you know that there are random like standing bodies of water even when it's not raining, and it was one of those like puddles of water in like a like sidewalk that had like trash and mud, and like
it was one of the
probably
squares in the sidewalk where they have a tree growing, so it was muddy,
it was gross.
Yeah,
probably like, you know, used syringes and condom wrappers, just like the nastiest of the nasty. And we're walking and I literally where Charlotte was about to put her foot into this like
I had
gross
it. I was hovering
puddle,
over the puddle
wearing sandals too.
I
grabbed her and like I like dragged her out of the way, and our friend Lee, who was on the pod last week, was like, no, and we both were like, no.
And I was just looking at my phone, and afterwards I'd realized what had happened, and you guys probably saved my life.
Yeah, you might be in the hospital right now on a very heavy dose of antibiotics.
And I definitely wouldn't have made it to the birthday party we were on our way to, that's for sure. I would have gone right home. So that's the whole content we have.
Hello,
for you.
Hello, urgent care. I just stepped in a puddle. I'm sorry, like, what? In New York City. Oh my God, ma'am, right this way.
I just send them a picture of it and they'd be like, we need to airlift her.
Let's get her on the prednisone drip.
Yeah.
We might have to amputate, ma'am. I'm so sorry.
That would be the worst way to lose a foot.
I'm not going to lie. One time I was walking home from work and I was walking through the Lower East Side and a bus, a huge tour bus, I literally saw this happen in slow motion, drove by me and drove into a gross puddle, mm-hmm. and it was like brown street water, and it hadn't rained in a few days.
Sludge.
So it was like
old.
Yeah, and it sprayed on my legs. I was wearing shorts. It sprayed on my legs, and I was like, and I just went home and I got in the shower. And
yeah.
I was like, I put all my clothes in the laundry, and I was like, I have no idea what was.
You like bleach
it
yourself.
It was like radioactive like water that was sprayed on me.
That could have turned you into Spider-Man. Isn't that how he? Or
that's
no?
True.
That, who's the one who fell in the
Spider-Man
vat?
Was the radioactive spider.
Yeah. Oh, the Joker is the one who fell in the vat. Never mind.
Is he?
Yeah.
I don't really know Joker's origin stories.
Yeah, I think. Don't hold me to that.
Do you know?
No.
None of us
fell
know.
In a vat.
Someone let us know.
Gritty fell in a vat.
Oh, yeah. We're just thinking of Gritty.
We're just thinking of Gritty.
Yeah.
In other news, our pal Chris Long retired.
Yes, he did.
Congrats on a long season. Hey, Chris, I like the way you did this because you definitely listened to our podcast, but he put up a picture of the beautiful Virginia mountains and was holding up a solo cup. I was like, thanks for a great 11 years.
It's pretty selfish of him to not play so he can't donate his money to charity this year.
Wow. Makes you think.
Yeah. Last year he donated his salary. This year, I guess those kids aren't getting anything.
Quick shameless plug. He was on the SI Media podcast, which is out today.
Yes. Oh. I listened to it, actually. Jimmy interviewed him. Apparently, he's starting his own media company.
What?
I don't know. It's something new every day. So he'll just take the profits from that and donate it
okay.
to all the
what
kids.
What do we
school.
Think he's naming it? Like
Long Boy Media. The
third,
long and short
and long.
Of it.
Fourth and long. That's a good one. That's fourth and long. I don't know. Football term.
He would need like four other people to do it with him. Fourth and
10
long.
10 other people.
He's hiring a fullback. If you're doing it by football or yardage.
I guess it depends.
Yeah, Chris, let us know if you need any advice for what you should call it. We're
really good at names.
Mm. call your media company Billy Shakespeare.
Call it Most Valuable Media Company.
That's perfect.
MVMC.
MVMC, yeah. We'll license it to you. And we'll donate the proceeds to charity. All right. Last sports thing we have on the docket today is that Deontay Wilder, no relation to me, the heavyweight champion of the world, got a first round knockout. The fight lasted 2.5 minutes because he just dropped Beasdale in the first round.
Didn't he say, I heard him say he wanted to like kill someone in the ring,
something like he said something like you can kill someone and
no,
and you still
it.
Get paid.
Seems problematic. I don't,
he was talking about in boxing, you know, you can quote unquote kill somebody and get paid for it.
A British boxer literally died like last week.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember his name. I feel bad. But I did read that that happened.
It's a pretty insensitive thing to say.
I mean, it's boxing, man.
Like, I know.
I've heard Mike Tyson say worse.
Well, I think Mike Tyson said a lot of worse things.
He's like literally a criminal.
It's boxing, man. It's just a figure of speech.
I've met Deontay Wilder before, though, and he was a lovely guy. So maybe he's just.
Well, you guys do have a lot in common.
Yes.
Our last names. Yeah.
He was like, "Are we cousins?" And I was like, "Probably not." But he. Did you see the video of the knockout?
No, I don't watch boxing. I just like. It's just another sport. I just can't.
Yeah.
I just don't know
Been following it a little bit this year.
Okay.
And it's kind of, there are moments where it's kind of like Game of Thrones for me. I'm going to be honest. Like, well, I saw that knockout in slow motion and I was like, this is incredibly violent. And I'm worried that this guy is not okay anymore.
Yeah. Well, thoughts and prayers to whoever, the guy who got knocked out. What was his name?
Beesdale. Let me just make sure.
Dinsdale. Do you remember that Monty Python skit?
Yes.
Spiny Norman. Dinsdale.
Breezedale.
Breezedale.
Not Beesdale. Beesdale is definitely Monty Python.
Dinsdale.
Or like Harry Potter. There's a Beesdale character.
There's no Beesdale in Harry Potter.
There's Beesdale in something I'm thinking of. But anyway, his name is Breezedale. Breezeal.
We hope he's okay. No matter what his name is.
As I was saying, I've been paying a lot of attention to boxing recently.
I can tell.
All right. Unprotected segs. Here we go. Some personal news.
Speaking of radioactive waste, mm-hmm. I have been watching Chernobyl and it is terrifying.
Yeah.
But I would highly recommend it if you are not easily scared.
Mm.
Which you are.
Mm.
So maybe you don't watch it.
Nuclear war is a real, I think a year and a half ago, I went through a period of time where I would have nightmares and that we all got nuked and I would wake up. I don't do great with the like
nuclear waste,
but also with Chernobyl, we know what happens.
Right. It doesn't make it less scary though, because there's a lot of side effects from it that are probably affecting things
right now
in some ways.
But I think I have to watch it because Jared Harris, the guy from Mad Men, right? Lane Price.
He's also in The Crown. He's Richard Harris's son, the OG / only Dumbledore. # Michael Gambon, not my Dumbledore. Yeah.
I didn't know that was his son.
Yeah.
Well, I will watch this because once I finish Billions, which I am.
I'm catching up on Billions right now. Good stuff.
I'm obsessed with
Personal news has now just become like what shows we're watching.
Yeah. Which is Billions. About to be Chernobyl.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Also, personal news. We both went to Long Island for like the first time this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You went to Bethpage and then we both went to North Fork.
And it was just delightful.
Big Long Island fans.
Yeah.
It's nice to get out of the city.
It is. And we went on a boat, which made me extremely happy.
Charlotte loves boats.
I love boats. Oh, here's another thing about something you should watch. My friend Rebecca Pfefferman, who is does some stuff with sports media and produced a documentary called Running with Beto about Beto's 2018 Senate race. And regardless of your politics or of what you think of the guy himself, it's a really, really interesting and beautifully done film that ended up, you know, it's about Beto, but it's also a lot about Texas and about the people who live there and what they're hoping for, and really, really interesting. So I highly recommend you check it out. But I went to the premiere and John Krasinski was there and I was introduced to him and I thought I didn't get starstruck, and I do, very much so. My hands started sweating.
Oh,
he was wearing a Boston Red Sox hat and I was like, hey, go Sox.
Oh my God.
No, it wasn't that bad. I was like, you're from Newton, right? Because I know that he's from there.
Right.
You
could have, like, you didn't want to play it like, play dumb and be like, oh, are you from Boston? When you actually have like read his Wikipedia page and know exactly where he went to high school and like grew up. And yeah.
I kind of think that. Don't you think it's weirder sometimes if you pretend? It's like.
Yes. When you meet someone famous and
you're like, oh, John, pretend what's your last name?
It's right. Like no. Oh, Sean Astin. I know that your daughter was in Lord of the Rings. Her name's Eleanor. It's like, probably weirder to be like, oh, sorry, what? Who are you again?
Right.
Right.
Like you kind of edit, especially when people are that famous that you kind of just
maybe in my example, I was being weird too. Anyways.
No, but so hi, John. it was lovely.
Did
to
you make him subscribe to the pod?
No, I was way too flustered to think of anything.
That's fair. I made people subscribe to our podcast, like that I just briefly ran into this weekend.
Thank
so
you so much.
I'm doing
much
like
for
guerrilla
that.
Marketing here, and I need you to get John Krasinski to listen.
Okay. Well, I followed him on Instagram, so we'll see if he follows me back. He has 2.2 million followers and follows 68 people,
well,
so it's looking good.
You could be number 69.
Oh, God, the honor. I can't even let myself think about that. All right, agro facts. This week, our agro facts are about dragon fruit.
Your agro facts. You are all over this.
Okay, sorry. I'm going to take this one away. Also, we recently shared a dragon fruit.
We did recently
so
share a dragon
fruit.
So
this is a little bit more applicable. I have pulled up right here some facts about dragon fruit, or I thought I did. Yes, here they are. So if you've ever seen a dragon fruit, it is...
Spiny Norman.
What is that?
Dinsdale.
Oh.
Spiny Norman.
It has spines.
Yes. It's a spiny Norman.
It's a spiny Norman. And it's a oval and it has spines. It's a fruit, but it grows on a cactus. It doesn't grow on a tree, which I find very interesting. And it is the most beautiful fruit. It's this pink color and then you cut into
yes,
it.
Yes, gorgeous.
And it's white and it has little black flecks, but the ring of the fruit around it is just stunning. And I learned one dragon fruit has 60 calories.
Wow.
It's a low-cal food.
Low-cal food. Wow. That's why it tastes like kind of like water.
It is because it is mostly water. There was one other thing that I wanted to tell you about it. And
where do they grow them? Do we know?
Yes. They grow mostly in Southeast Asia.
Okay.
That's where it's commercially cultivated, but it's also native to Central and South America.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's your agro facts for the day. They sell them.
Very Game of Thrones appropriate.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
A Drogon fruit.
I saw you post that on your Instagram.
That is pretty funny.
Drogon fruit.
They sell them at my bodega, which feels very fancy.
Mm.
Anytime I see fancy fruit, I'm like, this is a fancy place.
This must be very expensive.
I'm like, oh, you have passion fruit too? Oh.
You have a mini banana?
Yeah.
How what's exotic.
What's your favorite weird fruit? Or not weird fruit, but like, you know, special. Like you see it at the grocery store and you're like, these aren't here that often.
I don't know. I guess like white nectarines are like, oh, yeah, those are really good.
They're
I'm
so
a big
good.
Like stone fruit fan.
Same. Big
yeah.
stone
Summer
fruit.
Summer is, I've been eating these white peach, like dried white peaches from Trader Joe's recently.
That sounds amazing.
I highly recommend. You would love them.
White peaches are so
they're juicy.
Good.
They're dried, but they're juicy.
I love that. Okay, pet peeve: dried fruit that's just like leather.
Yes,
I
agreed.
Want. I want the
juicy.
Like the
juicy.
Yeah, the juicy kind.
Yes, you want a juicy.
I
fruit.
Want a juicy kind. Another segment we have that we haven't done for months.
This is a real long ago callback. I don't think Brant. I just said that so Chicago-y I had to stop myself. I don't think Brandon even knows about this segment.
Yeah.
Nope. Never heard of it.
Have you heard us talk about our What's Martha Stewart Up To segment?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, her social media is incredible, and we like to check in every once in a while to see how she's doing. And yesterday we both noticed, so the last time we talked about her, she was complaining about Uber.
Right. She was saying her Uber was dirty and it went to pick her up from Tiffany's and she was unhappy with the plastic bottles in it, etc.
And Aunt Char was there with her, so then we called Aunt Char and she was like, oh yeah, Martha was pissed about this, blah, blah, blah. She is now in ads being promoted on Twitter for Uber.
Yeah.
Which seems like
Synergy.
Someone on the Uber marketing team saw this go down and they were like, we need her on our side immediately. The only way to fix this is to get Martha. I would love to know how much they're paying her to do that.
What is she up to these days?
Well, that's exactly why we have this segment, Brandon.
Because people wonder. I mean, she has a million different franchises.
She has websites, cookbooks, cooking, like, what is it called? Cookware.
Yeah.
She has like cookware stuff.
Bunch of stuff with QVC.
She was guest judging on Chopped in the fall and it was outstanding television.
She's I'm obsessed with her. She also has a show with Snoop Dogg called Snoop and Martha's Dinner Party.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
Martha.
All
come
I
on
want.
The pod.
Come on the pod. All I want is to meet her.
We have to include that on the budget first.
Okay.
Well, we're not going to pay her to come on the podcast.
Yeah, that's
outside
mean, that's
of
a,
the...
That's a special celebrity. That's got to go on the budget.
Okay.
You don't know... Okay. It's
noted. It's on the budget.
On the budget. But yeah, I just wanted to bring that up, that someone at Uber figured out a great way.
She went from literally roasting them to being in promoted ads with them. So
have you
props to you, Martha.
A lot of promoted ads on
Twitter.
That's
a thing now. That's like people have been complaining.
It's
because
awful.
There's a ton.
Like so many.
Do you mute them when you see one?
No, is that the way to do it?
I think that's like a thing that you can do.
It's been driving me crazy.
It's been a lot.
It's in people's feeds. Yes. If I want to see what you've been talking about and I go to your timeline.
Really?
It will drop them in between your own tweets. And I'm like, Jess didn't tweet about Royal Caribbean cruises. I mean, you might have, honestly.
That's like creepy that I gave you Royal Caribbean cruises, because I text you about cruises all the time. Not that like we're going on one, but I see a lot of cruise liners.
I know.
Yeah, like in the Hudson River, and I always send pictures of them to Charlotte.
Which I love. It's my favorite kind of content. Yeah. Today, there was a battleship.
Yeah, there was a big, I think it's Fleet Week in New York, so there's all these like military boats going by, so I sent Charlotte a bunch of pictures.
I loved it. I live for it. Yeah. It's also a little creepy, though, because you see all these warships going down the Hudson, and you're like,
I'm like, well,
are we?
Is something happening uptown?
Right. Is there something we should know about? Oh, something also funny that happened yesterday.
Yes.
So I'm doing a story on this new sailing league called Sail GP, and three of their sailors came to, I was meeting with them and interviewing them about some stuff, and they came into the office and everybody was like, why are there huge sailors in a conference room with you? And that's all I got, but it was just kind of funny. Mm. Sorry, it's a terrible story. We can cut that.
Let's leave it in.
But it was funny. Afterwards, our boss came up to me and he was like, who are those dudes?
Charlotte, why did you have lunch with your friends in the conference room?
Yeah. I was like, I wish for my friends. What's an interview?
You have to pay them to be your friends.
No, that's unethical in journalism.
Once you're done with the story, you can pay them to hang out with you.
Okay. Or maybe they just want to.
Well, yeah. I mean,
it's not outside the realm of possibility. I'm not that terrible to spend time with.
Hey, I spend time with you all the time, and you only pay me like $20 an hour.
Well, on a good day, when I'm flush.
50 when I'm saving you from stepping inside of typhoid water.
Oh, yeah, you got a huge bonus for that.
Okay, we haven't is it canceled that. I think we might have already canceled this, but I'm not. I can't really remember.
I can't either, so let's just do it again.
Okay, are we canceling the Kyler Murray height discussion?
Oh, no. You know what I think happened? I think we didn't ever decide if we were canceling it or not.
Okay. Well, did you see the picture that he was in with all the other like NFL rookies?
Yeah.
He was standing next to Marquise Brown, who is 5'9", and he looked shorter than Marquise Brown. Mm. And so like the picture went like football Twitter viral, mm-hmm. and that everyone was like had a take on it and was like,
maybe he's not
shorter than Marquise. He's tall. Like, but I mean, if you look at the picture, he does look like he's standing a little bit in front of Marquise Brown. So it could be a perspective thing.
Also, though, sometimes pictures, like, what if your knees are bent, like, a little bit more? What if Marquise Brown's, were they barefoot?
I don't know. What if he had shoes on?
Right.
Yeah. Or, know, like, what if the photographer was, like, a little bit not centered?
I don't think that photos, like, yeah. I think the conversation is canceled for now until a measurement comes out.
Do if pictures tell 1,000 words? They just tell lies.
pictures tell 1,000 lies.
Photography is our most dishonest medium.
Fake news. No, I don't know. I mean, I think that the reason we keep coming back to this is because we can't decide whether it's canceled.
I don't
or
think
not.
We can decide if he's 5'10 or not. That's the problem.
Right. I would love to see, like, the only way I will know for sure is if I measure Kyler Murray myself.
Using my hands.
Using a fathom. Yeah. How do you measure a horse? It's with your hand.
Isn't it with your hands?
Yeah.
Like Seabiscuit's like 13 hands tall.
How many hands tall is Kyler Murray? How many inches is my hand? Would you say that's like 5 inches?
I would say like, our hands are like the same-ish size. I would say that's like 5 inches.
Right?
Right?
Yeah. So if, this feels like math.
If your hand's bigger than your face, you have cancer.
No, you're not going to get me. Not going to get me on that one.
Charlotte and I have been playing this prank game on each other where we will airdrop each other pictures out of the blue, and it's been pretty fun. I'm not going to lie.
Here is my real personal news. The next micro social network is airdropping your friends' pictures when you're hanging out.
Yeah.
People don't do this enough as a way of fun. It is, you have to admit, it is sneaky fun.
It was really fun.
Fun.
We did it for like 3 hours on Friday night. Yeah. It was a good time, though. And then sometimes, like, you'll try to do it and your friend will turn off their airdrop and it's like, fuck. You're damn it, they got me.
Yeah, exactly. It's like they prank you by not letting you prank them.
I always have my airdrops open, fellas.
Hey,
Venmo
airdrop
and airdrop is open.
Oh, Venmo. We should.
That's the
we
new micro social network. Venmoing just money.
People like, do you ever just like stalk Venmo?
No, but yeah, you can find out so much. Venmo is like Snapchat when you could see who's people's like top three Snapchat friends were.
Yes.
And you could be like, wow, like so-and-so is cheating on so-and-so because their number one friend is like another girl and it's not his girlfriend.
That ended up in a huge fight in one of my relationships.
Wow.
It's miserable. Why would you ever do that?
So if like Sally is Venmoing Billy $15 and it's for drinks, you're like, oh. But then why would he not just like pay for it?
And then
her?
If 4 hours,
a feminist, I don't know, but whatever, you know what I mean.
But then if like 4 hours later, Billy's Venmoing Sally for pizza and it's 2 a.m., you're like,
right.
There's so much, you know, you can really, you can tell a lot.
But airdrop,
I'm standing by airdrop as a new
airdrop
micro social.
Is private. Like you don't have to share it with people.
And that's what's great about it. It's really a self-contained. And if you have like one picture that you both think is really funny.
Yeah.
It's like the Jersey Shore meme with the letter.
Yes.
Where you can like prank people with that. I highly recommend finding your own picture that you think is really funny and then going to one, pulling it up on your phone and going to your friend and being like, oh my God, did you see like Cespedes broke his ankles? And then you show them the picture.
And it's like, it's like a personal meme.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh,
I love that.
Trademark.
Micro social network and personal memes. You heard it here first. But we have kind of an Ask a Youth, even though I kind of know what's going on.
Okay.
But people are really upset that Robert Pattinson is going to be the next Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have thoughts on this, Jess?
I do. Okay, so this is Ask a Youth-esque because one time at lunch, I explained all of Twilight to you in like 30 minutes, start to finish.
And then I did my homework and I watched the bad clips of it.
Yes. I had to send Charlotte like, okay, you have to watch the baseball scene. It's horrific.
Awful.
It's fucking terrible. You have to watch like... whatever. It was like 50 worst moments from the first Twilight. And it's basically just the whole movie.
So cringy. So awful.
Yeah. I mean, so anyways, Robert Pattinson played the vampire guy, Edward, I think. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. In Twilight. And now he's going to be in the Michael Reeves Batman adaptation in 2021. And people are mad because he was like awful in Twilight because like everyone was awful in Twilight. It was just a bad franchise.
Not a good film, folks.
No, but Robert Pattinson's not a bad actor. He's been in a lot of like more low-key movies in the last few years that have been pretty good. So I feel bad for him. Like, Batman.
What was the one?
Good Time. Yeah.
I haven't seen it, but everyone was saying he was really good. I saw a lot of backlash to the backlash that was like, hey, he's actually good. Hey. Twilight's like, hey, I'm walking here.
You hear about this?
Hey, you hear about Robert Pattinson, the vampire guy?
Heard he's a Mets fan.
Hey, I heard he bit a woman and she turned into a vampire also. And then they have a demon kid. I don't know. Is that the plot?
Like, yes, it is. That's why those movies are so bad.
All right. Well, so I think the jury's out from us until we see it. I think we're going to have to see it.
Yeah, we're fine with Robert Pattinson. He's Cedric.
Yep. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's Cedric Diggory?
He sure is.
In Harry Potter?
In the flesh.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Oh, my God. What? Sorry, I'm freaking out. That's Cedric. Robert Pattinson plays Cedric Diggory?
Yes.
I had the hugest crush on Cedric Diggory.
That's why I was really excited when they made the Twilight movies. And I was like, ooh, it's Cedric. But those movies were just awful.
My God, I wish you could all see my face right now.
She's
freaking.
Like red.
I'm like melting down.
She's like holding her face in her hands. She's freaking out, folks. Yes, Cedric.
Okay.
May he, spoiler, rest in peace. Oh, yeah. Spoiler on the Goblet of Fire.
Spoiler alert on Harry Potter 4 that came out in 2003.
When did it come out? Two? Probably around that time. The movie probably came out in like 2000. Yeah, probably around that time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What is there a statute? We've talked a lot about spoilers recently. Do we think there's a statute of limitations on spoilers?
Yes, for movies?
Yeah.
I feel like after a few weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, especially, like, something that came out more than a year ago, like...
You can talk
spoil
about.
It away.
Yeah, okay. I feel like maybe it's an individual basis. Like, if you knew that I hadn't seen
right.
something and I wanted to see it, you wouldn't...
Yeah. Like, or if you're talking about a specific movie and I'm like, oh, you should watch so-and-so. Mm-hmm. I don't want to give it away, but blah, blah, blah.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Okay, good. Glad.
But like me talking about Cedric Diggory dying at the end of Goblet of Fire, is if it fair offends, game. I'm sorry, but
that's
it
your
not
problem.
Offend.
If it offends, the offendee is the one in the wrong.
I'm offended that you're offended that I spoiled it.
I'm not offended that you spoil it.
Not you, like this hypothetical person. Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
You flip it.
Right.
It's gaslighting. So Patriot of the Week this week is the Jets coach turned kind of GM interim, I guess, Adam Gase.
Yeah, he basically like won a coup.
Yeah.
Right. Last week when we were recording was when the Jets GM got fired, so we didn't really have a take on it. But
what was his name? McGannon?
McGannon.
It's a really hard name to say.
Irish names, man.
Too many consonants in a row.
McDonald's.
McDingbat.
Okay. It was McGannon.
McGannon.
Something like that. Anyways, since he got fired, there's been this drama over Le'Veon Bell. Maybe he wasn't wanted by Adam Gase. He didn't want to pay the Le'Veon Bell contract.
Do we know who leaked that?
No.
I don't either.
Maybe we do, but I don't know personally.
I don't know. The whole thing is...
They also traded Darren Lee, who was a first-round pick, to the Chiefs. They cut Jordan Leggett, who went to Clemson. So shout out Clemson.
So hello, Clemson.
And I don't know. He's been making moves.
I find it very strange to... I mean, I suppose if you're unhappy with how someone performed at the draft to fire your GM right after, but I feel like... Yes. It's a weird thing to fire your GM right after they draft.
You had the
guys.
Third overall pick. Like, yeah. And they picked it was a good pick.
Yeah.
But, and then Adam Gase is like, no, I'm actually not the GM. I'm just the interim coach. But like, you're pretending you're the GM.
And he also said like, oh, it wasn't a power struggle. There's no, and I'm like, of course you're going to say that.
Yeah.
Imagine though, like someone, like all of your work drama is happening and everybody cares about it outside of your work.
Ugh.
I wouldn't enjoy that.
There's really not that much work drama. That right? I think that would like.
Oh no, not us! Like not us now
oh,
specifically.
I was like, oh wait, what drama? Wait, oh no, tell no, me the drama.
Jess is looking at me and being like, "What do I not know?" And I'm like, "No, no, no, not us." Like, imagine, like I feel like they're like other
companies.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you're going through some stuff, and then you have reporters everyone being knows. Like, "So what about blah blah blah?" And you have to be like, "There was no power struggle." When inside you're like, "That guy sucks."
Right. Yeah. Huh. Well, shout out to the Jets, Le'Veon. I forgive you, and I hope you have a great season. But you don't beat the Steelers in week 16.
I wonder... He's not going to get traded, I don't think.
I don't think so either. I think that
those rumors... I don't agree with those takes.
I think that's overblown, and I think... I don't think that would make sense for the
Jets. I don't
either.
He's
really good. Like, yeah. And they got him for a little bit of a discount. Yeah. So I don't really see why they would trade him.
Good. Glad we're on the same page. Official, unofficial Mike Trout... Wait...
Official, the unofficial official Mike Trout fan club. Yeah, UOMTFC.
So many acronyms. So I'm getting a little annoyed with our pal Mike.
Oh,
I mean, not really. I want him to one day just tweet something wild.
I want him to tweet like, hey, you guys, I'm a huge fan of... Art Noir films. Like
yes.
Something like we wouldn't expect.
Give us something or be like, wow, this recipe for soup from Bon Appetit is incredible.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
like he loves soup.
Right.
He doesn't like.
He probably does.
I don't think he likes soup.
No?
Based on what we know, I'd be surprised if he was a big soup guy.
I think he likes beans a lot.
Oh.
I could see him being a big bean guy.
So you guys would get along.
Yeah, I love beans.
He did tweet something on May 15th.
What'd he say?
Anaheim, airplane, 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 airplane.
Four airplanes?
Three airplanes, four exclamation marks.
Mike.
But he did tweet something on May 12th.
What did he tweet on May 12th?
Minnesota, three airplanes. Yeah, okay. I think we talked about that one last week. He did retweet Chris Long's retirement post.
Oh!
Though. So maybe, but he's from Philly, South Jersey. So
that's right. Maybe I might... Maybe we can get to Mike through Chris.
Yeah. Just someone, please.
I'm going to...
Give us Mike so we can just...
Yeah, yeah, I'm on it.
We're
going
to just...
I'm on it.
We need to just know everything.
We just got
to
get him on the pod. That's what it's come down to. But he's, you know, he's playing great. Proud of him. Love his baseball.
Yeah. Oh, man. He's having a great season.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're here for.
No, we're here for him.
We're here because people say he doesn't have a personality and we're trying to prove them wrong. And so far, we might be failing at our jobs.
Well, I'd say that we are doing a pretty good job.
We're the Mike Trouts of figuring out Mike Trout's personality.
Yes.
Because we're doing the best we can.
All right. So speaking of spoilers at this point, I think the statute of limitations of spoilers on Game of Thrones is out too.
Yeah, it's been like 2 days. Fuck right. it.
Let's just light this
but
thing on
spoiler
fire.
Spoiler warning yeah. on Game of Thrones. Last segment. This is probably the last time we'll talk about Game of Thrones this way. Rest in peace, Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is there to say? Yeah. Here's one thing that we'll say. Aaron Rodgers is pissed about the ending.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the person running who got blown up wasn't him, which I honestly did not think that was him. Like, I only thought it was him because people told me it was him. And when I saw the clip, I was like, that doesn't look like him.
I agree. And he said, he was like, I was really offended that people thought that was me because the guy can't run. He's deeply unathletic.
Yes.
And I was like, well, yes, sure. Okay. Also, though, there is a wall of fire behind you, behind that man. Right. So things seemed to go out the window. But
he just roasted whatever extra that was.
He said he, right.
Like, he's a ped leg. Fuck, that ain't me.
He said that he also wasn't the archer on the parapet, even though that guy looked like him. He was a guy.
We still don't know which one
he
was.
No, we do. He was standing on a wall somewhere. It was pretty nondescript.
Congrats, Aaron. That's sick, man.
I would have rather gotten blown up.
He's going to put me on a shit list for saying that.
For sure.
Aaron Rodgers. Cool. Job. Good job. Ending of Game of Thrones was like pretty, feel pretty indifferent, which is probably the worst case scenario for a show that you love ending. I'm just like, okay, well, that's
it's over now.
Yeah.
I watched it just because I wanted to know how they were going to end it. And as someone who wasn't terribly invested, I was still like, well, it's a pretty bad ending.
It was just pretty confusing.
It was kind of corny, I guess I felt at times.
Yeah. Some parts of it were good. I'll give them that. But overall, I was left like, okay.
Yeah. Cool. So this has been Game of Thrones.
Ghost got pets.
Yes.
Ghost. So all in all,
John was reunited with Ghost. Yes. The one time I felt something was when Drogon the Dragon.
Drogon.
Which is just an incredible name for a dragon still. Can't get over that. When Dany got killed and her pet dragon was really, really sad about it.
Yeah, but then didn't even kill John, which I thought was kind of confusing.
I could not agree more. It was like, I'm sad you killed my mom, but I'm going to let you live. Like, none of that didn't make sense.
Also, peace out.
Also, I'm going to melt this throne real quick, and then we're going to leave.
Can dragon fire melt steel beans?
Steel beans?
Beans. Beam. The bean!
The bean. Dragon fire could melt the bean. Easily.
Pete Carroll might have something to say about that.
Sweet Pete.
Well, on that note,
Sweet Pete Carroll,
we're gonna have a mailbag next week.
Yeah,
because Charlotte will be covering the Stanley Cup final, and we have all your questions. We're gonna record that. It'll be out next Thursday. In the meantime, we're gonna go do some baby filters on our faces. Maybe post that to the gram.
Yeah, stay tuned.
But
hopefully we're cuter as babies than we were as men.
Okay, that's good. But like kind of in a weird, like cute, like,
well, just like adorable, not creepy,
not like attractive.
Yeah, I don't want to be like a hot baby. I just want to be like not as creepy as I look
a
dude.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyways, subscribe to the pod. Follow us on Twitter at Most V Podcast and on Instagram at Most Valuable Podcast.
And leave a review.
Leave a review. 5 stars.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends. Do some guerrilla marketing like Charlotte and I do. If you meet someone, be like, hey, by the way, give me your podcast app.
I once screamed at a guy in a bar. Follow, listen to my podcast.
Did it work?
We
don't know. If you're out there, let us know.
Yeah,
if
you're the one that I told about the podcast, blink twice. All right, Jess, take it away.
Let's eat this week.